Democrats are meeting, of course, this week in Charlotte, North Carolina, for their national convention. Last week, we heard from the chairman of the Iowa Republican delegation in Tampa, Florida. And this morning, I'm joined by Sue Dvorsky. She's the chair of the Iowa Democratic Party, as well as of the delegation in Charlotte this year. Good morning, Chairwoman Dvorsky.
Good morning, Sarah.
Bill Clinton gave his big speech last night on behalf of President Obama, saying that Democratic presidents have done more to create jobs than Republicans over the past several decades. Do you think that's the kind of message that could deliver Iowa for President Obama?
You know, and I'll first apologize for my voice. We've had a lot of shouting and hilarity here. It's been wonderful. You know, I think that last night President Clinton just hit it out of the park. But he's talking about a message we've been, this is the theme of this convention. Jobs, economic development, pragmatic solutions, coming together to reach pragmatic solutions and consensus. This is how we used to operate. And when we operate like that, in Iowa or in the country, that's how we get things done. And that's what people want done. They want to focus on that. And I think it kind of, it says, this is what we need to do. We need to roll up our sleeves, work together, get this thing done. And when we do, we can.
Would you like to see Bill Clinton campaigning in Iowa with that message?
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, we love President Clinton coming to Iowa. Every time he does, he rocks the House. Every time he does, he fills the House. And I am fairly certain, given our continued status as a battleground, as a swing state, as a remarkably important piece in this puzzle, I'm fairly certain that we will hear from him directly.
Earlier this week, you told NPR's Mara Liasson that President Obama has done some incredible stuff, as you put it, and you said you want him to, quote, grab it, embrace it, own it, and love it. Why do you think that maybe the president hasn't done that so far?
Oh, I think that he has. Honestly, I just think that now is the time when I think that he has, as he's working legislatively in a situation that has been made remarkably difficult by a really recalcitrant group, not all of them, but a group of Republican House members in particular that just make it impossible to move forward. But this is, we are well and truly joined in the campaign now. Both conventions, tonight the president will accept this nomination, and then tomorrow, literally tomorrow in Iowa City, we will, you know, we will start a new phase of this campaign, and that will be the time to do it. He will do it, and I'm excited to hear him come talk about it, the First Lady, the Vice President, the Second Lady. We just can't wait to get this thing. It isn't starting in Iowa, and you know that, but we really can't wait to kick it to the next level.
And briefly, you know, Republicans have been talking a lot about the deficit reaching $16 trillion this week. What is the message from Democrats for those who worry that the government simply can't sustain programs like Medicare, Social Security, health reform?
That is, the government can't sustain that level of deficit, and we all know it. We know it on the Democratic side, and Americans know it. But what's really required here is smart, thoughtful solutions about not draconian cuts that eviscerate programs that the middle class, that working families, that the working poor need to act as part of their survival. The solution here is looking at how we create better ways to sustain and prolong those programs. And those solutions are out there. In fact, some of those solutions were proposed by Republicans.
All right, we'll have to leave it at that. Thank you, Chairwoman Dvorsky.
Thank you, Sarah.
That's Iowa Democratic Party Chair Sue Dvorsky speaking from Charlotte, North Carolina, where she's attending the Democratic National Convention.